This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When reflecting on what Jesus said about love in John chapters 13 through 17, it's obvious God the Father is a loving God. He loved Jesus. This theme permeates these chapters. While Jesus was here on earth, he remained in his Father's love. What amazed me is that the Father loves those who love his Son. He identifies them by observing their lifestyles. If they have Christ's commands and obey them, he knows they love Jesus, his Son, and he in turn will love them. In Jesus Christ's high priestly prayer, it says in John 17:23, "The Father loves his Son and those who love his Son equally." Jesus put it this way, "May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me." Isn't that precious? Jesus' desire was that the love God the Father has for his Son might be experienced by believers. He wants his love toward me to fill me and flow through me. What a wonderful truth to meditate on. In John 16:27, Jesus says, "The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God." The word translated love here is phileo, which means a natural affection for. God has a natural affection for you because you have a natural affection for his Son and believe that he came from God. This ties into the promise of verse 26 regarding answering our prayers. If you have a natural affection for Jesus and believe in him, the Father promises to answer your prayers.